we start this lunchtime in County Meath, a murder investigation has been launched into the disappearance of Elizabeth Clark. The 24-year-old has not been seen since November 2013. Our North East correspondent Mark O'Driscoll is on the line now. Mark, Elizabeth Clark went missing over 10 years ago. What's the background to this investigation?
Well, Keane, mother of two, Elizabeth Clark, previously lived in both Port Ran in North County Dublin and in Bettystown in County Meath with her family for a period of time. However, she was living here in Navan at the time of her disappearance in 2013 when she was 24 years old. Now, she was officially reported missing by her family just over a year later in January of 2015, and an extensive investigation into her disappearance was launched. Gardaí previously carried out extensive inquiries, including house-to-house calls, land searches, canal and river searches, which involved the assistance of the Garda Water Unit and Meath River Rescue. However, there have been no sightings of Elizabeth in over 10 years.
Can you tell us about today's development?
Well, today, Keane, Gardaí saying as a result of these extensive inquiries, they have reclassified this investigation from a missing persons investigation to one of murder. And Gardaí today also saying that they've begun searching a house in County Meath. This search is being led by Gardaí from the Meath Serious Crime Hub based here at Navan Garda Station, who are being supported by the Meath Divisional Search Unit as well as the Garda National Technical Bureau. Gardaí also say that the search operation has the support of other state agencies, including a forensic archaeologist if required. And it's understood that this search will take a number of days to complete.
And finally, what are Gardaí saying?
Well, today, Keane, Gardaí also saying that they have been and continue to keep Elizabeth Clark's family fully updated in relation to the investigation, and that they have been fully apprised of all of today's developments. The investigation is being led and coordinated by a senior investigating officer, and Gardaí also continue to appeal to anyone with information in relation to the case to come forward. They hope that with the passage of time, it may allow someone who previously held back in coming forward to now pass on this information to Gardaí, and the investigation team can be contacted at Navan Garda Station. It's understood that Gardaí are aware of the sensitivities involved in this case, and they say any information that they receive will be treated as such.
Mark O'Driscoll, thank you.